You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Monday. And as we hit Royal Ascot week, plenty of flat to keep all you flat fans going at Ayr Carlisle. Nottingham Windsor will be our British meeting. It's also a meeting at Nace over in Ireland as well. Here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, joined by Lord John Budden in the studio. Hello, John. How's it going?
Very well indeed, John. And it's obviously going to be a very exciting week, if a little quiet, on the Monday.
Yes, it's a bit like the calm before the storm, isn't it? It's a bit like the Monday before the Cheltenham Festival. It's sort of anticipation.
Absolutely right. And there's plenty of racing on Monday, but the quality is, alas, not as good as it is later in the week.
We'll start off by looking back at Saturday, though. Again, a bit like on Monday, really. You know, even though the racing obviously better on Saturday than it was on Monday, it wasn't the best Monday of all time, largely because, you know, it is that lull before Royal Ascot kicks into gear on Tuesday. But there was still some good quality racing. York was probably the biggest and best meeting of the day, John. And we saw a few decent winners. Of course, we started off the day with the Queen Mother's Cup, that race for female amateur riders.
Oh yeah, I'd say it is really the ladies' derby. It's not called that, but it is the most important amateur riders, lady riders race of the year. And all the big names like to win it, and it was great actually yesterday that young Sophie Dodds, who hadn't ridden a single winner before, should actually break her duck in the Queen Mother's Cup. And I thought she gave the winner a really decent ride, and obviously it was very, very popular with Daddy Michael Dodds and Sister Chloe and all the family, and a good picture of her being weighed out with her champagne piling up beside her after the race. There's one other point of that Queen Mother's Cup. Second in the race, riding a difficult horse called Pacify, was none other than Serena Brotherton, who seems to have gone on forever. That's a bit of a cruel thing to say, but my goodness me, talk about experienced lady jockeys. You can't have one with more success or more experience than Serena Brotherton, and she gave Pacify a grand ride and jolly nearly got up in the closing stages.
Yeah, beating just a neck in the end, I believe. Serena Brotherton just seems to keep on going and going. Second on Pacify, but well under Sophie Dodds. Winner there of that Queen Mother's Cup on Mr. Belvedere. So that wasn't the only sort of big race that was taking place at York on Saturday, John. We also had the Stayers listed race won by Marmalade, Huey Morrison as well. He's mostly campaigned internationally. Is Marmalade, and I think the Melbourne Cup might be on the agenda.
I think it will be, yes. I was impressed with Marmalade, actually, because I think the ground was a bit too quick for him. Huey Morrison was obviously nervous about that before the race, but Marmalade really stuck to the task inside the last sort of half furlong and was not going to be beaten. Mind you, he did have a man in the saddle called Ryan Moore, who is very hard to beat.
And always helps, doesn't it?
It does help a bit. Not that Frankie Dettori did anything wrong on the second horse weekender. Set out to make all the running. Possibly, arguably, he might just have stretched the advantage a little bit in the home straight. But weekender ran a decent race to finish a good second. But I liked Marmalade. I thought it was impressive. As you say, he could well go to Australia for the Melbourne Cup. And it was great to see Huey Morrison with a big race winner, because, you know, he's had a gruelling 18 months, and it's good to see him back in the winner's circle at York.
So Marmello winning there, that stayers race, that listed race at York on Saturday. I think the suspicion before the race was that this horse is a good deal better than listed level. And despite the narrow margin of victory, no surprise if that proves to be the case in the long run, certainly. There at 3:35 was the next race on the card. That was a sprint handicap over 6 furlongs. And as often as we see it at York, John, a very competitive sprint handicap.
Very competitive indeed. Savalas ran his best race for a long time, but Encrypted was the one who scored. And I thought was given a really fine ride by Josephine Gordon. I think our 25th winner of the season. She did, of course, ride over 100 winners in the annual year last time. And that possibly is a little bit too much to expect again. But she is maturing, and I thought she gave Encrypted an excellent ride, challenging it at exactly the right moment and getting the horse to lengthen the other line. Encrypted has been gelded since last season. Looked to me to be a very genuine article and could easily go on to better things. But well done to Joe Gordon. And I just must mention, John, at York, the last year's Bunbury Cup winner, Above the Rest, who I thought was a very impressive winner of the competitive JCB handicap under top weight, and ran on really strongly to get the better of my nap, Get Knotted, who in fact probably was not suited by the slightly slow pace of the race in the early stages, but surely must win a race fairly soon, Get Knotted. But well done to David Barron and Above the Rest, and goes back, I think, to Newmarket again for the Bunbury Cup.
Yeah, Above the Rest, the winner of the JCB handicap at 2:25 at York on Saturday. So that was Saturday. John, now we turn our attention to Monday's action. And like I said, we've got a range of meetings, sort of flat action, all on Racing Radio Life and 150. And no surprises that your two selections both come from Carlisle.
Yes, I decided to go to Carlisle. There's a lot of racing. It's all competitive stuff. Good racing for the Northern Racegoers at Ayr, for example. But Carlisle, putting on a very sporting flat race campaign at the moment, and the ground is just a little bit quicker than it normally is at the Cumbrian venue, but there are plenty of runners. And the first race I've chosen was the 3:20, and this is an interesting contest. It's headed by Ventura Secret, who has got to improve, I think, quite a bit on recent form anyhow to win. But Michael Dodds, his horses are in good shape, and young Paula Muir has the mount, taking off £7. Just pencil through, though, Ventura Secret for the moment. And I don't think Circuit Judge is also in particularly good form either. It's Michael Herrington's runner. I do like, just down the line a bit, Uncle Charlie, though. Uncle Charlie is a course and distance winner, trained by Anne Duffield, who, after a quiet start, has got her horses, John, running quite well at the moment. And she's always a trainer to be watched at Carlisle, in my experience. Paul Mulrennan in the saddle, good booking. And Uncle Charlie won here at Carlisle last time out, beating Baltic Prince. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that one go very close to following up. We then have Richard Fahey and Paul Hannigan. It is great, actually, to see Paul Hannigan riding a clutch of winners, anyhow, for Richard Fahey, his governor for so long, and he's settling into the Northern Circuit tremendously well at the moment. One of, if not the most popular jockeys in the region, Paul Hannigan.
9 from 47 for a 19% strike rate in the last 14 days. It's been going well.
Yeah, he's going very well. And he's on Jeff Potts, who I think has got a very decent chance of winning this race. Richard Fahey trains, of course, second at Catterick to Rose Marmara, Brian Rothwell's recent winner. And Rose Marmara actually went back to Catterick and was placed in a probably a better race later. So it wasn't bad form, that, with Jeff Potts. Mutabahi, I've not convinced it is necessarily going to follow up a win for Anthony Britton. But the one I do think could go quite well is Cliff, because that's ridden by Faye McManaman. And she's just had two winners at Carlisle. Very impressive she's been. And she's ridden Cliff to win for Nigel Tinkler before now. However, having said that, I think it is a straightforward head-to-head between Uncle Charlie and Jeff Potts, and I'm going to go for Jeff Potts.
Jeff Potts then for Lord John Budden in that 3:20 at Carlisle for Hannigan in good form, taking the ride for Richard Fahey. And your other selection, John, is that one in the 4:25 at Carlisle?
Yes, in the 4:25. This is the most valuable race of the afternoon at the Cumberland venue. It has £12,700 in prize money, which is not bad for a quiet Monday. And we start off again with a Richard Fahey contender, Queen Penn, with Paul Hannigan in the saddle. It was third at Leicester last time out, but I'm not actually convinced it was a race of really genuine win form. Joe Fanning and Mark Johnston, oh my goodness me, they must have a pretty sound strike rate at Carlisle, and they're concerned with Calagia. But Mark sent Calagia down to Brighton last time out and could only finish third, so I fancy there could be a bit of a fight on as far as that is concerned. It is possible Michael Bell could be there or thereabouts with Arabian Jazz, who was a one-paced fourth last time out. I don't think the stable have been in tremendous form, have they, though, John, recently? Michael Bell?
Michael Bell, let's have a look here. They have had only one winner from the last 27 runners. That's in the past fortnight.
Yes, I thought it was fairly quiet. And Arabian Jazz, I think, will have to improve a bit.
Would he be a trainer to send an awful lot of runners to Carlisle, Michael Bell?
Not an enormous amount, but, you know, it's a upwardly mobile profile Carlisle, and you know, Newmarket trainers do send a large number of horses overall to Carlisle, and Michael Bell has certainly sent his share of runners northwards over the past couple of years. The two I like come near the bottom of the card in this race, and I'm quite keen on a Adala Winner. I thought Kevin Ryan's horses are in very good shape at the moment, and Darla Werner was only beaten half a length last time out and could easily improve upon that run. And what interests me about this horse is ridden by Tom Eaves. Now, I know Tom Eaves rides lots of horses for Kevin Ryan, but my goodness, he's riding well at the moment, Tom Eaves. I was at Carlisle last time and he rode a horse called Stone the Crows, who I'm actually convinced will be a very decent stayer for Ian Jardine. Gave that horse a really tremendous ride, and I think Tom Eaves on Adala Winner is worthwhile watching. The other one towards the bottom is Harvest Day, Mick Easterby, Nathan Evans, a very consistent horse, a dual winner on the all-weather in January, has been fourth and second on the last two occasions on the turf, a little bit one-paced in the closing stages. So I'm going to go for Darla Winner to be a winner for Kevin Ryan.
Darla Winner then for John Budden in that 4:25 at Carlisle. Fairly handicap over 7 furlongs. The whole Carlisle card live on Racing Radio, along with the action from Ayr, Nottingham and Windsor on Monday. I'm sure the guys will try and squeeze in as much as they can from Nace. In fact, it's an evening meeting, so they should probably get it all in as well, the action from over in Ireland on Monday, as we get ready for Royal Ascot on Racing Radio. And join us tomorrow on the podcast, when we'll be looking ahead to the Royal meeting, and we'll also have the thoughts of Sean Quinn on John Quinn's runners at the Royal meeting, so don't miss that, and join us at, on Racing Radio throughout the week. John, thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Love you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.